Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Guthrie County Hospital dietitian Carol Lockery about healthy nutritional and lifestyle habits for the holidays and through winter. This is part one of a two-part interview. What does your job as a dietitian consist of?
My day-to-day job is working with patients on an outpatient basis, a lot of times with diabetics in cardiac rehab, also in pulmonary rehab. I see all inpatients, and it's amazing how when you start talking to patients and you realize that there are things that are going on in their lives, that some of the illnesses that they have are determined by their poor nutritional habits. And just sometimes the recommendations that I can make and the simple changes that we can make while a patient's in the hospital, or if they're in an outpatient setting, just to improve their overall health. So that is what I do mostly throughout the day, is see people within our community who have either chronic or acute illnesses. And some of those illnesses, as I mentioned, might be diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, arthritis. A lot of those diseases can be affected by poor nutrition or by just changing some habits that they have every day. I see myself a lot of times as almost a coach or a catalyst helping those individuals find what they need to change. Usually when I talk with patients, we kind of start off with, how are things going for you with your health? Or tell me a little bit about what you're eating at home. And then from that, what I found is most patients really know what they need to do to make the changes. And my job is really just to elicit those changes and help them form some goals. And maybe that might be as simple as, I need to quit drinking pop, or I really need to look at the added salt in my diet. Another thing we might look at is, what am I doing as far as my physical activity? Am I sedentary? And I work with clients every day to help them change and help them set goals so they can make those changes in their health.
I thought this month would be a good time to speak with you, as we're in the midst of the holiday season. There's lots of work parties and family gatherings with food and all sorts of things to imbibe in. So what tips do you have for trying to eat well during the holidays?
Well, I think one of the main things to think about is, what are your goals during the holidays? Oftentimes saying I'm going to lose 10 pounds during the holidays is not a realistic goal, and you're setting yourself up for failure. So beginning with, what am I doing now that I can continue to do to support my health throughout the holidays? The first thing is the holiday parties you mentioned. When you look at going to parties, why are you going? Think of the purpose. Is it a family gathering? Is it a work party? Maybe thinking about communicating, talking with people at the party versus focusing only on the food. When you're looking at a buffet style setting, the first thing I recommend is go ahead and just survey the table first. Think about the foods that you want to try, and then also be realistic in your portion sizes, picking small sizes. If it's a buffet or a potluck and you are required to bring something, I would encourage you to bring a fruit platter or a relish tray, something that you know fits in your eating plan, and then those can always be your go-to foods. And maybe make a pact with yourself. I'm going to have one plate and I'm going to have everything that I want in those small portions, but not overdo it. This also brings us into the alcohol portion. When you're at a party, sometimes drinking more than two or three drinks can kind of lower those inhibitions and you might be more apt to overeat. So looking at the calories in some of the beverages and maybe sticking to one or something that's a low calorie soda or spritzer or something that you can enjoy that isn't going to allow you to overeat.
Essentially trying to stick to filling the one plate you have and not going back for seconds.
And I would say that, as well as thinking about why you're at the party, spend some time talking to coworkers or family members that you wouldn't normally have time to talk to. And that kind of takes your focus away from the food. And also, when you are at a party, sometimes you have those people that want to shove the food at you. And you can simply say, no, I've had enough, or I have different ideas of what I want to eat at that time. The other thing to think about is do not skip meals. A lot of times people think they need to just save up all their calories. Well, when you go to that party, you're going to be super hungry and definitely overeat. So try to eat healthy throughout the day, or small amounts like you normally would. Another thing you can do on a holiday is trying to get back in the habit of just, if you overeat one day, the next day, just go back to what you were doing before and not get in a pattern of overeating. Adding in physical activity can be helpful to kind of curb your appetite as well as a diversion and keep you focused on your health and the direction you want to go.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with Guthrie County Hospital dietitian Carol Lockery about healthy nutritional and lifestyle habits for the holidays and through winter. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.